It's Derry here from the Tip Tatler, and I'm with I'm in Thurles here at the moment outside Hayes's Hotel, and we've got Daryl on the Freedom Bus. They're touring around the country at the moment and just helping people in financial trouble. Daryl maybe might explain to us better what you're doing.
Hi Derry, hi folks, this is Daryl here from the Freedom Bus, and Derry has decided to come on today and interviews, I think that's the word. Yeah, folks, we're primarily getting around the country because we think that the people in Ireland need to know exactly what the banks have done, how they're operating, what they're doing to people. And we talked to a guy there for 10 minutes. He was on the bus, and I think he's kind of worried. He's not too sure exactly what's going to happen in the future, but he's formed part of a sequence of patterns that we've seen throughout all the towns in Ireland, and he's at the beginning stage of the bank really closing them down. The plan is to take the revenue from the businesses to start with, and from the people that have mortgages and all that, and then their plan would be to take the property and the land, or the land, and sell it off. So really the bank are trying to close down the country for a massive land and property grab for other people. So what we're doing with the Freedom Bus is we're primarily educating people in three aspects. Two of the aspects are in banking and one is in law. So we will teach people tonight, specifically in this town, in the local hotel, about contract law. First of all, we're going to break it down into seven constituent parts of contract law, teach them all about it. Then we're going to teach them a little bit about economics through teaching them what fractional reserve banking is all about, how the banks create money out of thin air. And then we're going to teach people about how the banks then take your signature and perceivably create contracts, which aren't actually lawful contracts. They take those signatures and they do a thing called securitization, which means that they take the signatures, they put them into a box, they get them valued, they get them rated, and then they sell the securities on to other banks. And then these things called securities end up with pension funds, and as we're all aware, pension funds have decreased massively in value, down to in some cases a tenth of what they were worth and less, because the banks have dried up the cash flow. They're removing the cash flow from the system. They're destroying it, they're removing it from the country through different tacit means, through the IMF and the EU. So primarily, as I said, we're teaching people about how fractional reserve banking works, what the banks did with signatures in terms of securitization and selling on the perceived contracts and the securities, and then again, going back to the contract law. So we're going to piece all these three things together for people, and within the context then of being able to go to the bank and ask the banks to document and verify people's obligation to have to pay this so-called debt. And what we have found over the last 18 months is that none of the banks, with any of the people we've spoken to, have been able to substantiate their claim that the money is owed by people, which we've actually found quite phenomenal, that none of the banks have actually come forward with any valid and lawful contracts. They haven't produced accounts for us to examine, and they also haven't produced invoices, which are basically valid lawful documents pertaining to goods and services. So the banks have actually been proving our case for us. Now, in the background as well, we have had two very, very, I suppose they're not well-known economists, but they're very, very good at what they do. And they've been researching the markets, they've been researching banks for us, and we've actually found documented evidence to prove that the banks in Ireland, all the banks in Ireland, have been securitizing these contracts. Although we have discovered that the more prominent economists in this country, and we won't name them here on this interview, but they have been lying to Irish people. They've been telling people that this securitization feature has not happened. So I think that's more or less a summary, a good summary of what we're doing, Derry. So.
Yeah, that's great. And if people can't make it to Hayes's Hotel tonight, where can they find out more information?
The information is primarily, the schedule is primarily on a place called freedombus.blog. That's freedombus.blog.com. And if they wouldn't mind downloading the book, blankofireland.com, and we'll get an email to them every week if they do that. So blankofireland.com, and we send them an email every week.
Okay, that's great, Daryl. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Derry.